This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. In Bihar, the Grand Alliance has declared Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav as its chief ministerial candidate for the Assembly elections 2025. Congress election observer and former Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot announced this today at a joint press conference held in Patna. The heads and senior leaders of all seven constituent parties of the Grand Alliance were present at the event. Mr. Gehlot also announced that if the Grand Alliance forms the government, the chief of the Vikashshil Insan Party, Mukesh Sahni, will be appointed the deputy chief minister. Speaking on the occasion, Tejaswi Prasad Yadav expressed gratitude to the alliance leaders for declaring him as the chief ministerial face. He said he would strive to live up to the expectations of the Grand Alliance partners. Criticizing the Grand Alliance, BJP leader Pratul Shah Deo said that the opposition leader's personal ambitions are so high that every leader wants to become the chief minister. The BJP leader accused the Mahagathbandhan of not doing anything for the development of Bihar. Speaking in Ranchi, Mr. Deo said the NDA has made it clear that they are contesting the elections under the leadership of Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually engage in dialogue with workers of BJP NDA at around 6 p.m. this evening under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program. In a social media post, Mr. Modi underlined that the BJP NDA workers are steadfast in the field with unprecedented energy and dedication to ensure the victory of BJP NDA in the Bihar Assembly elections. He said that their participation at every level of the organization, from public outreach to dialogue, is NDA's greatest strength. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he will join the ASEAN summit virtually. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he held a conversation with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim and congratulated him on Malaysia assuming the ASEAN chairmanship. The Prime Minister also conveyed his wishes for the success of the upcoming summits and reaffirmed his commitment to further deepening of the ASEAN-India Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. The 47th ASEAN summit, along with other summits, will be held in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia from 26th to the 28th of this month. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed that equal opportunities for every section of society, especially for the weakest and the marginalized section, is required to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat. She was addressing the gathering after unveiling of the bust of former President K.R. Narayanan at Raj Bhavan in Kerala today.
As our nation moved ahead to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat, it is essential to ensure that all citizens, especially the weakest and most marginalized, get equal opportunities to realize their dreams. Sri K.R. Narayanan has left behind a rich legacy of morality, integrity, compassion and democratic spirit. As we remember him today, let us draw inspiration from his life, which was dedicated to nation building, to create a more inclusive, just and compassionate India.
Highlighting the contribution made by former President K.R. Narayanan, the President said he left behind a legacy of integrity, compassion and high democratic spirit. She said K.R. Narayanan firmly believed that education is the base of civilization and it is essential for the development of any society. In men's cricket, India has set a target of 265 runs against Australia in the second ODI of the three-match series at Adelaide. Rohit Sharma scored 73 runs and Shreyas Iyer hit half a century. Hitman Rohit Sharma made his 59th ODI half century. With this, he has become the first Indian cricketer to score 1,000 ODI runs against Australia in Australia, excluding World Cups. Australian bowler Adam Zampa took 4 wickets. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty extended their gains in afternoon trade today. The Sensex climbed 760 points to 85,186, while the Nifty advanced 209 points to 26,077 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, buying was seen across IT pack, private bank and realty, while telecommunication was bucking the trend. And that is the end of this news bulletin.